If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Church is in session. Shrimp, crab, lobsters, clams, mussels, all of these are an abomination before the Lord, just as gays are an abomination. Why stop at protesting gay marriage? Bring all of God's laws into the heathens and the sodomites. We call upon all Christians to join the crusade against Long John Silver's and Red Lobster. Yay! Mm-hmm. Even Popeyes shall be cleansed.
They have catfish.
From, yes. Mm-hmm.
Although catfish comes from... Catfish has scales, so that's okay.
We'll find out for sure from the proprietor of GodHatesShrimp.com. Good morning, Joe Decker.
Hi. How are you today?
I am fine. I love your website. Always have.
Oh, thank you so much.
You know, you might want to join me. I'm thinking of trying to get a resolution on the ballot to ban lobster in Maine.
I think that would be very effective. We're doing a lot of work here in California to try and get these heathen red lobsters out of neighborhoods that have kids in them, and I think Maine lobster is the next target.
There you go. Yeah. Well, you know, we've had this guy on, John Marcotte, I think his name is.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he makes a point that you make. He literally is going to get on the ballot here in California a resolution to ban divorce.
I think it's the traditional interpretation of the Bible. What's wrong with that?
Well, you know, obviously your website is hilarious and tongue in cheek, you use a lot of really common sense in that. You talk about there's a specific condemnation of divorce in the gospel spoken by Jesus, while at the same time he never said a word about homosexuality ever. Right?
I think you have to put priorities first. I mean, that shrimp is an abomination comes before the prohibition of yes. homosexuality in Leviticus. First yes. things first.
Yes. And let me go on record as saying I love seafood and gays. but you say Jesus never mentions homosexuality in the Gospels, not once. If it was so important that we had to clamp down on it anywhere and everywhere it rears its terrible head, don't you think he would have, at least, you know, brought it up? I mean, yeah, how do they square that, the religious right?
I'm never quite clear on it. I mean, when you get deep into the theology, there's a lot of, I think there are guys who spend years arguing, but most of the discussion of this kind of stuff doesn't actually happen at that level. It happens with guys protesting people's funerals. I mean, what the heck?
Yeah. Well, that's right. This was a reaction to GodHatesFags.com, right? Crazy Reverend Phelps website.
I took some photographs of some KKK and some Westboro protesters in 2004 and did a quick little Photoshop of their God Hates Sodomite signs, which was easier to Photoshop, less letters, sodomites, shrimp, you know.
That's true.
I love the sign you have up on your website. It says, pinch the tail, suck the head, burn in hell, GodHatesShrimp.com.
Ryland did, so I did the Photoshop back. Some years ago, my friend Mary passed it along to some friends, and this guy Ryland got a hold of me and said, "Let's do a website." And so we put together the site, and I got to give him a credit. He did a lot of work on the banners, including that one, and just had comedy gold.
Right, absolutely.
The man has style.
Let's share some of your biblical fun facts, because you say the point we're trying to make is that by using the Old Testament, specifically Leviticus, as a basis for protesting gay marriage, you run into a couple of problems.
Yep.
The first is that in the New Testament, Jesus established the new covenant, which stated that the old Mosaic laws about unclean things were invalid. The second reason is if you still want to quote from Leviticus, despite Jesus doing away with Mosaic law, then you better be prepared to enforce the whole thing, not just the parts you like. This includes not only the injunction against shellfish and mussels and such, but also against wearing fabrics made of blended fibers, cutting or shaving your beard, sowing mixed seed in the field, and a slew of other things.
Stoning your children for back-talking,
yep.
you know.
Yes.
The whole works.
Yes. Yeah, I believe, right, is it for swearing? Or just for sass in general?
I personally, my interpretation in our belief, it's sass. But,
just for sass.
You know, we understand that there are, you know, respectful arguments, theological arguments.
Yeah. But, you know, to my knowledge, Joe, the problem is no one on the religious right has ever really addressed these actual, you know, these real facts about the Bible and about Jesus. It just doesn't square, does it?
Well, I think that might get in the way of whatever they're actually trying to accomplish.
Well, I mean, the good point you make is that he specifically talks about divorce, and yet, mm-hmm. you know, people go, well, that's ridiculous. What? We're not going to ban divorce, you know?
Well, it'll be interesting to see if we ban divorce. I don't think it's very likely, but it's just so hypocritical, well, and it's so counterproductive.
You make the historical observation. You say, you know, the notion of a committed healthy homosexual relationship was utterly foreign to early Jews and Christians, as was the notion of abolition of slavery, racial intermarriage, antiseptics, and all sorts of things that we nothing of vaccine.
And when you get into the Romans and the Corinthians, the New Testament stuff that people like to trot out, it's not even clear that people were talking about the same things. A lot there are real scholars who feel like the condemnation of homosexuality in Romans is actually a condemnation of ritual temple prostitution, which, you know, if they don't want to have ritual temple prostitution in their churches, you know, mm-hmm. more power to them. Mm-hmm. That's their church.
You know, you also point out in here how it's interesting. It seems like they use arguments, whatever sort of fits their worldview. They kind of say, oh, well, you know, some of the translations were this or that. Well, you know, I've had biblical scholars on my show that have said that, you know, they don't interpret Sodom and Gomorrah as being about homosexuality. They interpret it as being about promiscuity.
Yeah, well, it's a very complex and very old work. I mean, I'm not surprised there are a lot of interpretations, but that these people are so sure and then work to destroy really functional relationships that, as you mentioned earlier in the news, are you know, just as capable of raising healthy children. It's just tragic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't. What's your take on it? I mean, obviously, this is not a good string. Maine was what, about the 30th state that has voted now to ban the
32nd, 33rd. Politically, it's very, very frustrating every single time. But as others have pointed out, we have won this battle generationally. It's just a matter of timing at this point. If you look at the beliefs of the 18 to 29 demographic, the vast majority of folks of that age group, and I'm older myself, but believe that same-sex marriage is a matter of equal protection, just like it says in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a matter of time.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. GodHatesShrimp.com is the website. Doing
selfish
the Lord
is selfish.
Thank you. Joe Decker doing the Lord's work. Thanks for taking time for us, Joe.
Thank you, Stephanie. All right. Great.